Let's talk with Alvin in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Alvin. You're on the air.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks for your patience.
All right.
And your question?
And my question is, it's coming from Mark 10, and I was wondering, how did Jesus have stood up and commanded this man to see?
All right, Mark chapter 10, what verse are you looking at?
Okay, I'm looking at Mark chapter 10, verse 49.
Mark 10, verse 49, okay.
Yes. And is this where Jesus stood?
And he commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man Bartimaeus, saying, be of good cheer.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's interesting you should ask this, because I just preached on this last week.
Oh, really?
Blind Bartimaeus, one of my favorite sermons.
Okay.
Jesus was passing out of Jericho, and this blind man heard from the sounds of the crowd that it was the great teacher from Galilee, and he called out, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd said, shh, be quiet, you're messing up the parade.
Okay.
And he called even louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped the procession, and he asked those around him, bring the blind man to me.
Okay.
And so I'm sure people led him to Christ,
uh-huh.
just like you and I must lead people to Christ.
Right, okay.
And the blind man came, and even though Jesus knew what he wanted, he said, what will you that I should do for you? In other words, you must ask me. God knows what we need before we pray, doesn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
But he wants us to pray.
Okay.
And he said, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And he was a new man.
Oh.
So that's a wonderful story. I like the part where it says he cast aside his garment and came to Jesus. You know, when we come to Jesus, friends, we need to cast aside our self-righteous rags that are filthy. And we come like that man, poor, wretched, miserable, blind, and naked. We come to Jesus, just like Bartimaeus, and we get, you know, Jesus didn't give him a better garment. In other words, he didn't give him better rags. He said, I'm going to give you your sight so you can work now.
Uh-huh.
And he sets us free.
Amen. Oh.